DCT Audio. The Art of Good Listening. For centuries, the ocean has held a fascination with man. Exploration and the discovery of new continents, from Cortes and Columbus to the modern day. But yet, we know so little about the world that covers 71% of the Earth's surface. The ocean holds about 96% of all Earth's water. That's a volume of 320 million cubic miles. 37 of the 50 critical minerals can be found in the ocean and play a significant role in our national security, economy, renewable energy development and infrastructure. The ocean influences and regulates the Earth's climate, acting like the planet's heart, circulating vital heat and moisture around the globe. And less than 10% of the world's oceans have been mapped. Clearly, the ocean plays a significant part in all our lives, but none more so than for Jamie Doxey, a former Royal Marine Commando, who has battled with his own mental fitness. His love of surfing gave him purpose and helped him to live in the present moment. So powerful was his own experience that he decided to set up his own company, Operation Poseidon, offering surfing retreats to people that perhaps struggle with their own mental fitness. I caught up with Jamie on the beautiful beach at Saunton Sands in Devon, where he was briefing his latest group of beneficiaries.
If anybody doesn't feel comfortable doing the paddle out, that's absolutely fine. However, what I really want to do is get you out the back, sitting on your boards, relaxing and taking in every moment of the surf therapy. Finale! Woo! Everybody ready? Anybody got any questions? Let's go.
I sat down with Layla, one of the wonderful ladies on the weekend surfing retreat, and we talked about some of her own fears and how surfing has helped her with her mental fitness. We were speaking earlier, weren't we? We went for a walk on the beach and we were discussing your fear of water, which is a strange thing to be weekend to be coming on.
Yes, I have an incredibly irrational fear of water. It's a lot better than it used to be, but yeah, I think I probably saw the film Jaws when I was about 4 or 5 years old. But I'm utterly convinced that there are monsters in the sea. And I know there are monsters in the sea, but...
Oh, most certainly.
Yeah. But I mean, literally my fear was so bad when I was a lot younger that I would have to put a flannel on the plug in the shower to get out. I wouldn't be able to get out of the bath. I'd have to be out of the bath before I pulled the plug out of the bath. Certainly would never go in the sea. And then I did an Outward Bound weekend with Curtis Palmer program at Skern Lodge, and we did surfing and we did canoeing and kayaking and things like that. And although that was terrifying, I then came on one of these Curtis Palmer Op Poseidon retreats in November last year, and I just absolutely fell in love with surfing. And when I'm out there on the board or trying to be on the board, you can't think of anything other than what you are doing in that moment, and I don't feel that fear that I normally do. But it's a completely irrational fear. There are obviously monsters in the sea, but they're not kids monsters. But I think it's the big unknown. And we were talking earlier, weren't we, about, you know, when you get to the shelf and the abyss and the darkness, and it's just that massive fear of the unknown. So surfing's amazing, and I'm so okay in the water. Even today when we paddled out and I was like, I have no idea how deep the water is. I'm possibly going to fall off my board, but I'm not going to fret about it. And I did fall off my board, but as it happened, I could touch the floor, which was brilliant. But I'm also doing the tall ship sailing challenge in June with them. So that's quite anxiety inducing, being on a ship.
Where do you think your fear of water came from?
Like I say, I genuinely don't know. I think I probably did see Jaws as a small child.
It was a scary film.
Yeah. And in the 70s, there wasn't quite the restrictions on parenting that perhaps there are now. But I think it, you know, it, I think it's that fear of the unknown, isn't it? It's that the sea is so, it's so huge and so...
And it's an alien world to us, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But you can't be complacent about being in the water. You've got to, you know, you've got to be aware of what's going on. But it, I think it is just that fear of the unknown. I'm not very good at letting go of control and I like to know what's going on.
So it's obviously taken a lot of courage to face your fears, I suppose. What's helped you do that?
I think it's just having that challenge. It's just being able to sort of face that challenge. But I think a lot is being around people who they get the fears, they get the anxieties, they get the stresses in life because of what we do. And I've just got to a point where you can't, I don't feel like I would be living life to the full if I said no to things that I have opportunities to do. And I've absolutely fallen in love with being in the water. I'm never going to get rid of my fear completely. There's always going to be those moments, I know. And even today when I fell off the surfboard initially and I wasn't sure how deep the water was, I had that initial kind of, oh God. But then I'm like, but it's okay. I'm safe. I've got my board. There's other people here. So it's never going to go completely, but I can't go through the rest of my life not taking a risk.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because I think as we get older, the emotion of regret becomes more and more prominent. And as you get older, you think, well, there's less time. Regret is the worst thing of all to live with. And I think it's, oh, I wish I'd done that. Yeah. And as you get older, you kind of think, well, I've had those feelings before. I'm not going to experience that emotion again.
Yeah, I feel like for various reasons, I was too scared to do so much when I was younger. And I'm now at a point where I could still be too scared to do it. And I am scared, but I've got nothing to lose. And that sounds really dramatic, but it's just like, you've got to give yourself those opportunities. You have to push yourself outside of your comfort zone if you actually want to move in the direction that you want to go. And it, just being outside, just being in nature, just even sitting by the sea and watching the waves, it's just incredible. And it just puts into perspective how small and insignificant we really are. And how big the world is, and it kind of puts, you know, your problems into a little bit more perspective in terms of the big picture. And but it just, there's something so healing about being in the water.
Yeah. Hello, Gemma. I know you've been involved with the Curtis Palmer program for several years now. What is it that brings you to the charity? What makes you keep coming back to it?
I've done quite a few things with Curtis Palmer, and essentially was drawn to it because I wasn't in a great place and I just needed a bit of an escape from life for a few days. And I went along to one of the Snowdon weekends, hill walking, getting out, and it kind of just made me realise what I'd missed since leaving the military days and how enjoyable getting out in the fresh air, having a chat with people up in the hills, pushing myself a little bit. Also found that experience I drew on from back in my army days, I was able to help some other people, and that really helps me because I feel like I have a bit of a purpose, and sometimes in life you forget what that is. So yeah, I get quite a lot out of it, and I've been given some really good opportunities through Curtis Palmer over the years as well, which I'm grateful for.
Now, we're here on Croyde Beach. We were at Saunton Beach yesterday, surfing weekend with Jamie and Op Poseidon. And I don't think this is the first one you've been on, eh?
No, I'm a repeat offender on this on the surf trips. Really fallen in love with what the weekend's about. And everyone's been that slightly different experience through the different people that have come along them. The weather, the progress I've made through surfing, not quite sure I can call myself a surfer yet, but I can stand up on a surfboard. And yeah, they're just really, really enjoyable, great weekends to come on.
So what is it about surfing that does it for you, I suppose?
It was initially the challenge of learning something new that I'd never had the confidence or opportunity to try before. So that's, and through earlier stuff with Curtis Palmer, I'd done a bit of cold water therapy and stuff, so that was the kind of spark of the interest initially. But there's something kind of just cool about being out in those in the waves and achieving. You know, when Jamie sets out his like his learning points, his teaching points, and being able to put those together and having that sense of accomplishment. But you know, even the days when I didn't manage to get up onto my board, just feeling that water lift you, feeling the exhilaration as you go through the water towards that beach, the laughs, the smiles, it's kind of just fills you back up a little bit. It's great.
I think we were talking earlier about really just put you in the moment, because the concentrations levels needed to stay on the board kind of blocks out everything else that might be going on in your head at the time.
Yeah, there's something, like you go out there, you've got in your head, you've got your teaching points, you know, paddle, catch that wave, you know, and yeah, you clear your mind of everything else. So for that duration of being in the water, you're literally just focused on what you're doing. And there's been times, I think, some real significant moments when on other trips where we've paddled out and we've just sat on our boards in that ocean, sea, whatever, in the water, bobbing along, you know, the rain, whatever. It's just, yeah, you kind of can't think about what else is going on in life, and it's kind of magic, really.
Now, we were all enjoying ourselves yesterday, weren't we? And then it didn't quite go to plan, did it, for you?
No, I had a little bit of an accident. Headed back out after our lunch into the surf, into the water, started doing what Jamie's been teaching us, paddling, and got a little bit overexcited, got up on my feet, not for the first time yesterday, by the way.
we did notice.
And yeah, my board came out from under me and I've landed awkwardly and I've managed to break my foot. So yeah, I've been brought back down peg or two. But yeah, we did a walk on Friday before we came here, didn't we? And we were talking about a challenge I was supposed to be doing in about 7 weeks' time, which is clearly going to go on the back burner. My prep for that's been like challenging, but really good, and really been enjoying that as well. And this is kind of going to put a stop to that, and sucks, but I'm going to have to get on with it and you know, use the resilience and all the things I've been taught over the last few years with Curtis Palmer and, you know, all the other stuff that we sort of use to keep ourselves right. And I'm not going to have those for the next few months, and I'm going to have to, you know, think of other ways to keep myself happy and focused. But yeah, it's a bit rubbish.
It's a good point you raise, actually, because knowing you as I do, I should imagine this has severely frustrated you. I'm being polite in the way I described that, but I guess in some of the experiences that you've had with Curtis Palmer have probably made that experience a little bit easier to deal with, perhaps.
It is frustrating, and you are right. That's not the not the usual way I would describe it. But I say all the things that I use to keep myself mentally well, my fitness, my training, my exercise, my challenges, I'm not going to be able to do. But, you know, what I have learned over the last couple of years is that we get problems in life and we learn how to deal with them, and everything's a life lesson. So I'm a bit broken at the minute in a physical sense, and because I'm in a better mental place, I, you know, I'm not too worried about it. I'm annoyed, I'm upset, I did have some tears last night, and you know, I'm sure there'll be some more over the next few months, but just, you know, draw on everything that's been taught, everything that I've picked up, and, you know, I've met some awesome people as well, and no doubt I'll be able to support other people through doing things, and everyone rallies around you as well. So that's great. Like yesterday was a great example of that, like getting out of the water, being rescued, you know, everybody sort of helping me out with the hospital, and, you know, just really felt like that you belong as well. And I think that's the beauty of the friendships and things we make on these trips. I think in life in general, we don't always get on with everybody we meet, but on these kind of trips, I just think, you know, it's really cool to meet different people from different places, and the connections we make through the shared experiences out in the water and stuff, they're lasting. And I know for a fact that this lot will be picking me up when I get down and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
I caught up with the man himself, Jamie Doxey, and he explained how and why his surfing retreats came into being.
Well, I'm always fascinated by people. I know quite a few people that are former Royal Marines, and they're always very interesting people indeed. So what led you into a path of service with the Royal Marine Commando?
In essence, I came home one day after being at college,
we'd asked our tutors. I wanted to be in the fire brigade initially. Asked the people at the college what qualifications we needed. They said, you need this qualification. Fire brigade came in, said that they, I asked them what qualifications we needed. And they said, you don't need qualifications. We like people with life experience, former military, stuff like that. In the afternoon, we had the Marines come in, crack a bit of fizz with us. So I was sat there thinking, I thought, oh, maybe I'll do this. And then I went home, commando on the front line was on, and I said to my mum, they were on the couch watching it, I said, oh, I'm going to do this. And she was like, no, you're not. You'll never do that. And then that was like red rag to a bull. And I was 17, and I was like, yeah, this is happening. Ended up cracking that.
You got into the Marines at your first attempt, basically.
I'm a pretty dedicated person. And, you know, with the onlook of the fact, oh, well, you know, I might come out at some point and go into the fire brigade, which I haven't done. But yeah, that was the idea behind it. And once I'd got in, I really found, you know, a place where I felt like I belonged, and, you know, I enjoyed the company of the lads, enjoyed the job. It was enjoyable for the most part. I got a lot out of it. And in the end, I feel like I should have left a little bit earlier. But yeah, in the end, I was medically discharged with mental health issues. So I was based at Chivna at the time.
But not too far away from here.
No, that's right. Yeah. So while I was at Chivna, I made the most of the fact that we had surfing available. And when I was in the Marines, I was a diving supervisor and dive instructor. And while I was on the supervisor course, I had spinal and neural bend. I was doing a dive, 40 minutes, 40 meters, 8 minutes of deco. Long and short of it was I had that spinal and neural bend, fast rib back to shore, into the chamber. Yeah, I was in and out of consciousness, bits like that. And at that point then, that stopped me diving. They didn't know why it was until I got further tests and I found out I had a hole in my heart. So diving at that time was my passion. I then kind of pushed it. I couldn't dive then, so then moved further into surfing. While being based here at Chivna, it was like, you know, that perfect example of that, like, breeding ground really for surfing. Really put my passion into that. And a huge part of it, of the surfing, is just the, you know, the active relaxation that you get from it and being entirely in the moment.
Well, I was going to ask you, obviously, you know, you disclosed you've got several mental health things that you were dealing with at the time. What has surfing given you that's helped you through those dark times, I suppose?
Well, for me, I'll kind of like go into another bit of a dip so as to why I continued to do surfing. So like when I left, at the time, I didn't realise how important surfing was, because I was here and I almost took it for granted because I had it on my doorstep.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, I left the Marines and moved back up north, and I wasn't able to do that. So, you know, I lost, you know, my family of the Marines. Then I'd lost surfing, which is, you know, a big thing. And I didn't realise how much that would massively affect me. And, you know, my mental health significantly declined. And it was then where one of the days, you know, the therapist kind of said to me, you've got to figure out what you like doing. And I was like, well, I like surfing.
Do what makes you happy.
Yeah, exactly. So I went back surfing and I was like, this is what I've been missing. So, yeah, in a roundabout way of answering your question, I then sort of rediscovered surfing, realised how much it massively helped my mental health, and almost discovered and thought, well, if it's helping me so much, then, you know, it could definitely help others. So being in the moment, because with surfing, when you're paddling for that wave, when you're riding that wave, you are entirely in the moment. It's complete mindfulness, because, you know, you can smell the sea air, you can feel the water on your skin, you can feel the way that wave picks you up and you glide on the water.
Yeah, you truly are connected, aren't you, at that point?
Yeah, most definitely.
So okay, you've got your passion for surfing, but you've now taken it one step further now, aren't you?
Yeah. So with realizing that
surfing massively helped me. I've got a passion, you know, from being in the Marines. I don't know what it was, you know. The reason, again, one of the reasons I joined was, you know, I wanted to help people. So that's what I feel like I did. And then I lost that again when I left the Corps. So by setting up Hot Poseidon, I've seen how much it can help me, and I've realised that it can definitely help other people. Mm. So
tell us about Hot Poseidon then.
Hot Poseidon, we take people, we join up as a group, and we run surf retreats. So these are largely based in sort of the northeast coast, Scarborough, Saltburn, Caton Bay, and then we run them in Devon as well, on the North Devon coast, and we also run them in Cornwall. In essence, it brings like-minded people together who want to get the most out of a weekend, reconnect with themselves, connect with nature, and learn a new skill. So I've lined up Hot Poseidon with the NHS's 5 Steps to Mental Wellbeing. Surfing ticks all of those boxes. So you've got, you have the fact that you're learning a new skill, and you're concentrating on something else other than your own sort of problems. Yeah. Again, being mindful, being completely in the moment. You've got the activity element or physical element of exercise. Meeting new people, finding that tribe.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that Hot Poseidon brings, is that once you kind of come on one of these weekends, everybody connects because you're here for the same reason. But once you leave, you're part of, you know, a WhatsApp group or a Facebook group, so you can keep in touch with each other.
Yeah.
And after the retreat and the weekend, you know, you can come on another one if you fancy, but, you know, there's no obligation to. You can meet up with each other and continue that, you know, that passion and that love for surfing that you found. Because, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but have you enjoyed the weekend?
I absolutely have, and it's true what you say. You know, adversity brings people together, and when I talk about adversity, we're all here. We're all bringing something to the table, aren't we, that we'd perhaps rather not live with, or we're trying to make things better for ourselves. So we've all come from a common viewpoint, if you will. But yeah, it's definitely taken my mind off things, because you are in the moment. You are concentrating so much on just catching that wave, which I still haven't managed to catch properly yet. But we'll get there. And it's amazing just how I was surprised just how physically exhausting surfing is. It's not a sport that looks... It's not like cycling or running. It's not immediately apparent that it is quite taxing on your body, but it is exactly that.
Yeah, so that's one of the great elements of it, because it almost forces you to get into that exercise sort of element of it, because you've got the carrying the board element down to the beach or wherever we're going.
I strongly recommend, if you go surfing, don't do it on a low tide.
There's a few things in life that we can't change: tides and weather.
Yeah,
those are two of them. I can book most other things, but yeah. So it is exhausting, but that's one of the great parts about it, is that you get in, you have a good workout, and then we have a bit of food, and you have a great evening sleep. Yeah. Like that, I think you mentioned that yourself. Like after a great workout, you had a great sleep.
Absolutely, it was probably one of the best sleeps I've had in about 2 years, I have to say.
Yeah, you don't have to be physically fit to come on one of these courses.
It does help, though.
But it will help. That's yeah, that's one of the things. It will help. But if you don't do any exercise, I've had a range of people on these surf retreats. I had a 60-year-old lady who had no interest in surfing, but was terrified of the sea. And she said, the main thing that I want to get out of this weekend I want to get over my fear of the sea. And by the second day, after a third surf lesson, she was in the water, having the time of her life, and riding waves on her knees.
Bless her.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, Jamie, you're doing brilliant works. We'll put some details in the programme notes to show our people and get hold of you on further information about the course. But thank you so much for this weekend. I've genuinely enjoyed it.
And thanks very much for coming. I've enjoyed having you here.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
What Jamie is doing is amazing. He is amazing, and so are the kind souls that take part in his surf retreats. It reminds me of a passage written by the American writer Henry David Thoreau. However mean your life is, meet it and live it. Do not shun it and call it hard names. It is not so bad as you think. It looks poorest when you are richest. The fault finder will find faults even in paradise. Love your life, difficult as it is. You must live in the present. Launch yourself on every wave. Find your eternity in each moment. Fools stand on their islands of opportunities and look forward towards another land. There is no other land. There is no other life but this.